Hi, I am Arati Chapagai.
I'm Kailash Mishra.
I am Aslisa Sarma Prasai.
And I'm Chandana Adhikari. This is the first season of the Bhutan Memory Podcast, where we feature stories from our Bhutanese Nepali community in Columbus, Ohio. With about 30,000 Bhutanese Nepalis in central Ohio, it is home to the largest Bhutanese community outside of Bhutan. Here is a brief history of our community. During the 1980s and early 1990s, the Bhutanese monarchy sought to create an ethnically and linguistically homogeneous state and took steps to disenfranchise the Bhutanese Nepali ethnic minority. The refugees were expelled to Nepal in the early 1990s. The evictions split up families. Some were driven out of country, while other relatives were allowed to stay behind. Between 1992 and 2007, those who fled lived in refugee camps in Nepal. Bhutan never allowed any refugees to return, and Nepal did not grant the refugees Nepali citizenship either. Eventually, with support from the United Nations, around 100,000 refugees were resettled in the US and several other countries between 2007 and 2016.
Hi, I am Aslisa Sarma Prasai.
Mental health is a very sensitive but very important topic to discuss, and it is a vital aspect of overall well-being. In this podcast, you will hear Yam Bahadur Tiwari's story, who is a resident of the United States. This episode will focus on his dreadful past experiences in Bhutan, Nepal, and the USA. Yam grew up in Bhutan with his three siblings and his parents. Let's hear its story.
In Bhutan, my name was Yam Bahadur Tiwari, but now with American citizenship, my name has been changed to Kushal Tiwari. Nepalese people were treated very badly. They had to wear baku and kira. Learning Nepali was prohibited.
When Yam became an adult, his family was forced to flee Bhutan. They were part of Lhot Sampa people who were being persecuted by the Bhutanese government.
My older brother, Bhum Bahadur Tiwari, as of now unknown, we don't know if he's still alive or if Bhutan has already killed him.
Since Yam Bahadur is a Hindu, he had to follow his tradition to give his brother peace.
We made his dummy and performed the ritual to keep me and my family safe in 2018.
Despite that, they could not perform the ritual that well. Here Yam says,
we couldn't even do a good ritual to make him at peace, so my heart is still not at rest.
Yam's father, who was a farmer in Bhutan, tried to find his son by questioning the authorities, but instead they were faced with brutality and were taken to jail.
We haven't gotten justice for my dad or my brother.
Because of his traumatic past, he has been having nightmares and has been taking medications for that. Here I asked one of our mental health advisor and executive director of Bhutanese Community of Central Ohio, Sudarshan Pakhiril, about what can impact a refugee's mental health.
Now, what we had seen is primarily the trauma because of the forced migration tend to be one of the most significant impact on their mental illness. The other reasons that we had seen is also loss and displacement of when it comes to the forced displacement and being in a refugee camp for a long time, cultural stressors, social isolations, limited access to mental health care in the refugee camp. And if they didn't get the proper support, then it lingers and continue to impact them for many, many years to come.
Sometimes, in my dreams, I saw dead people taking me somewhere around the valleys and tying me to the tree to see the dead bodies.
Yam had gotten into a car accident when he was first learning how to drive. All he remembers is seeing pitch black.
I was at a stop sign and someone from the back crashed into me and I was injured.
The accident with his car made him injured physically and mentally. Yam has overcome many challenges in his life. He has experienced poverty, persecution, and displacement. He has also experienced mental health challenges, including depression and anxiety.
Because of the accident, my memory became dizzy. My body was all stiff and it was very hurtful. I was frustrated by it and felt very unworthy because of the pain.
Yam tried to get help from doctors and therapists, but it did not seem to help him at all. So he tried doing it in a religious way by talking to priests, Brahmins, and all, but none of it worked.
I wanted to do something, but instead my whole life was shattered.
Yam's brother and father weren't in a good condition. His mother was also tortured, and his sister had to go through a very sad life.
The tears that are falling right now show that I did not know whether to find my sister or my middle brother because both of them were lost. I had to deal with it.
Sudarshan sir explains how mental health is different in the refugee world.
Well, in the context of the refugee world, mental health can differ significantly from the general population because of their unique life challenges and experience that they go through.
Yam also had a lot of medication for his depression, migraines, sinuses and nervous shaking. But he was the head of the household, so he had to help everyone.
Even with myself being very sick, I had to deal with a lot of problems.
I also asked Sudarshan sir, how does one begin to have trauma?
Well, the simple answer is trauma can result from exposure to distressing and what we call the life-threatening events or experiences.
Nobody cared about him or his mother when her husband and kids were displaced and nowhere to be found. His mother was sick every day because of her asthma.
I am the son, right? But what about my mom? Who cared for her?
Yam's sister was kidnapped and sold to Pune, India, and was only found 6 years later. Been through a lot, he still has symptoms of depression and stress.
In that, I had very hard time. My mom cried a lot, and because of that, I had anxiety, and my heart and body were in stress.
Yam had always been living in a very difficult situation. He was always under the stress of something.
The experience of forced displacement can significantly impact the mental health of refugees. You know, it often leads to a range of mental health challenges, including PTSD, depression, anxiety, adjustment disorder, psychological distress, loss and grief, cultural and social factors, and there are a host of other. To sort of sum up, it's important to know that while many refugees may experience mental health challenges, resiliency and the ability to recover and rebuild their lives are also common. Access to mental health services, social support and well-being, and inclusive host communities can play a critical role, even I would add family members, in recovery and well-being.
That while he was in Nepal, he had symptoms of anxiety and depression like nervous shaking and being aggressive.
I used to be very angry and irritated. I also used to be very angry but had no idea that it was a symptom of my own depression.
Consequently, Yum's life has been impacted by these enduring challenges. Mental health is a very strong challenge in Vietnamese Nepali refugee families. With being the executive director of BCCO, how does the community help Vietnamese refugees in addressing mental health challenges?
Vietnamese community or the agency that we work with, it's primarily or highly focused on providing mental health support to Vietnamese refugee population, and which is oftentimes education, outreach, addressing stigma and other kind of challenges that the community member face. What we do is create a cultural understanding, create emotional support system, work on reducing isolation, trauma, and a large part of it is also education, sharing information, peer support system, and also work on preservation of culture and community advocacy. It is essential to recognize that social support within the community may have limitations. Some individuals may fear judgment or stigma from their own community and whatnot, and so giving them opportunity to understand themselves firsthand and involving family members is crucial. And so balanced approach is what we apply in terms of trying to find a solution to this issue.
Just like BCCO, there are many other organizations who help people like Yam to overcome their past experiences. I would like to thank Yam Bahadur for taking his time to talk about his experience.
This episode was produced by Aslisha Sharma in conjunction with Sudarshan Pakural and Peter Gill. Our incredible music is by Karma Bomjan.
Special thanks to Ohio Humanities, as well as Arc Builders and the Bhutanese community of Central Ohio for making this podcast possible.
Join us next time for more stories from our Bhutanese Nepali community. For more episodes and other resources, please visit our website.